This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And welcome to the Wednesday talk show for this June the 24th. I'm Terry Toad, and today's guest on our Wednesday talk show is our good friend from the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce, Mickey Robinson. Mickey, good morning, my friend.
It's a good morning because the sun came up briefly. And when I left Bunnell this morning, it was sprinkling again.
Yeah, well, you know, there's rain in the forecast. And
got to cut the grass, too.
Oh, I got mine done the other day, and boy, it's still out of control. But,
right.
You know, I guess that's a good problem to have.
If that was the only problem you had, you're in pretty good shape.
Yeah. I can't really complain.
And well, last night at the summer concert series that we had, the temperature was like about 79. The humidity was like 81, and all they can say is that it was sweating. And the first hours there, 6 o'clock until about 6:30, there was that 8-mile wind that you promised me in the day with the northwest cool air coming in, and that was wonderful. Everybody loved it. But about 6:45, that stopped.
Yeah.
I said, Terry, I thought you said you were going to give it to me for 2 more hours.
A little frontal boundary that kind of bounced back in your direction, and it kind of changed the wind direction.
And I just started sweating to get dehydrated, so I just kept drinking water and water. But we had a nice crowd.
That's good.
And they enjoyed the music, but it was under the pavilion. It was just a little stuffy. And some of the senior citizens, and I don't blame them, getting up around 8, two-thirds of the way through the concert, going home. They just couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
And I understand that after 11 years of this. Yeah. But it had a nice crowd. Strawberry Shortcake was a big hit again.
Oh, always is, right?
Always is.
Yeah. Gosh, yes.
But the band was very good, just for the matter of record. Next week on June 30th, on Tuesday, we have the B&B Strings. And basically, that's a trio. The classic rock country, and it's nice and it's not loud, but it's nice and soft, very enjoyable.
Acoustic, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. No drums or.
No. He has some.
A minimal amount.
Yeah, minimum. He does have a drum in there because it's a 3-piece, and one of the three trios there, he's a pilot. And. When I talk with him, we always got to schedule him a year in advance. Sometimes when we first started, it had to be 2 years in advance because one time when I sent a note to him that reminded him about 3 weeks in advance there, the funny part about it was that he texted me back about 3 hours later. He said, I'm sorry, I didn't text you faster. I was in the air over Europe. And that didn't dawn on me that, you know, he's flying these foreign trips, and yeah. You know, but it was good, and they do very good. And he also plays over at Amore's, Giordani's Amore over there in Bunnell, and he does very good. But then Scrap Iron and Golden will be coming back on July 7th. On the 14th is the Fundamentals. Then our little fireproof band from one of the Gillespie churches there. Very much Christian pop, but it's not anything big. The music is good. It's a young band. And then, of course, our big Steve Davis, Memory of Elvis, at the end.
And the day or the week before Steve appears, he'll be here joining us on the radio.
So. Right. That's the Wednesday before.
Yeah. We always have a blast when he gets in here.
So. Oh, yeah. He's the one that closes out. And
I've already had a comment going, is he going to tell more stories? I said, if Steve Davis is here, he's telling stories, okay?
And, you know, the time before his concert is, the people come up and talk to me. When you're on the air with them, ask them to go in a little more details.
Well,
I can't ask them.
We can't really do that. Because sometimes the details are the kind of things you can't really share.
Right.
Share or something.
I mean, it's stories they tell.
Oh, my gosh.
The people are in tears and everything. They just can't hit. The upholstery guy here in Litchfield, behind that restaurant that just burned, Litchfield's upholstery guy, that gentleman, the son and the father that run it there, he was telling me one day, he said, I wait for your what kind of your surprises you're going to have all the time. And he enjoys the things there.
Sure, sure.
But we didn't want to.
And Steve will close out the
correct
the
nine concerts.
Yeah, nine concerts, and then of course now you're only about 3 months away from Fall Festival, buddy.
Oh, it's countdown 92 days.
Do you have a calendar on the wall? You tear off a page every day, or not quite that bad?
No. We have the.
Or do you do it electronically anymore?
Well, I do it on the keep track of everything, but the wife in the kitchen has a. We have a big wall there. Uh-huh. She has a 3 month calendar. We just updated to July, August, September. And right now it's blank. I'm going to take a picture tonight. And then by the end of September, it will see. So you can't read anything because it's so jammed in there. But we're going to have some surprise announcement coming up next month.
Okay.
And I think the people, it's going to be, we have to be the first and only. Exclusive of different things.
Sure.
But it's this.
Boy, you're a hard bargain to drive. I tell you drive a hard bargain, buddy.
Well, every year, my goal is to have something different, mm-hmm. something new to add to it.
Yeah.
And I mean, the people like because they keep coming.
Yeah. Mickey, before we get into some of the events and everything, the sign up for the Tour de Cole.
Oh, yeah.
Continuing. You can do that online.
Online. www.coalcountrychamber.com. You can go to acta.com if you want to do it, you know, do it right there, and they'll take the credit card, blah, 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 and all that stuff. Last year it was almost even, 50-50. 50% on acta.com. That's when the riders don't have time to do anything. They just plug it in, put some information on it, put their credit card, and it goes. And it's inexpensive. I think it's $3 to do it. But the thing is, for a lot of these guys who are professional people that work at Boeing or Washington University or some of them other big companies, they just do it right then and there and plug it in. But here, when the people do it online with us, on that, they just download the application right off of there.
So how big of a group are we expecting this year? If everything goes well.
I never can predict.
Okay.
I learned after the first 3 years that on Sunday, 1 year, the first year, we had over 125 come in on Sunday morning. That threw me. And I thought, boy, this is going to be great. Next year, we had only 22 come in. We brought more people in the register so we wouldn't have to wait. Then the third year was back up over 200 coming in. But now it's anywhere from 100. We changed our Saturday morning registration that if you pre-register before, I think it's like 7 or 8 days before, you're guaranteed a shirt.
Right.
And in
right.
the last week where we get, where that was our problem. We have to order more shirts because we didn't order enough. And then try to get them to the people who live in Missouri or Kentucky or someplace. So we learned to do that. This would be our second or third year on that deal that if you pre-register, you're guaranteed a shirt.
Okay. And, of course, everybody that participates, and it's not a race, it's just a ride.
Correct.
Different lengths of rides for, it's, you know, whatever the riders want to do.
Yeah, their 13.3 is the low one. That's what probably a biggest majority do. And the next one is 32 points. That's halfway. And then the, I call it the 100-mile race, but they call, the professionals, European people that do it, that has that... our thing.
It's kind of the Olympic thing, isn't it?
Right. And what we have started, last year we started
Metric
this,
Century. That's
right.
what it is. 60, almost 65 miles.
Right. Yeah. The thing was that on them people, the last couple of years before that, wanted to have a mass start. So we said, okay, at 6:30 in the morning, okay, not being smart or anything, but they want it in the cooler.
Sure.
That's the way you look at it. So we start them off to get them all out there in front of Bunnell City Hall, where the starting point is. And these guys take off with a police escort down Central. Then they make a left turn to come up North Main Street to go by Cavani's funeral home there, and also the city park where they're setting up and everything. And we have the cheerleaders out there leading and everything. And they turn, make a right turn to go out towards Eagerville on 8th Street. And last year, first time, we had 22 of them to start off. We figure we'll have more this year. But it's just like it's a mass start. And that's only for the people who are going to ride the 100.
Right.
Because it's still not a race. It's just that they're trying to get themselves in shape for the last few big races, and they want to keep their time down right where they are. It's a
personal challenge for them, is what
yeah,
it is.
It's yeah. a mind-boggling. And when they do that 100-mile thing, they start at 6:30, and the first batch. When I say the first batch, the first couple of coming back who really, really pumping hard, they're back before 9:30. They do that in less than 3 hours. And comparing that with Tour de Donut, that's about 12 to 15 minutes after these experts from Boeing and them people do their thing.
Interesting.
But, you know, I've learned a lot about bicycling. And, of course, they have to give credit to a couple of people who helped us get this thing underway there. The cycle people, they have the big bicycle shop down in Evertsville on 159 there. They come out every day, 5 o'clock in the morning. They set up their thing and do repairs. And I'm unbelievable. Maybe something happened to the bike during the race, the last thing they do, but they put it away. And they forgot about it, a flat tire.
I'm glad I've never done anything like that, Mickey.
Well, I don't think I could do it anymore either.
Since maybe 15 minutes ago.
Yeah. I mean, it's really
sure.
neat.
It's just being human, yeah.
And the people who come up, we have different people come up and just observe these guys. They go through a pattern of a drill, like what they're going to do each time before they're going to get on the bicycle. And they maybe ride around the block a couple of times. That's how they get loosened up. And how many cramped legs we get every. And we have a sag, what they call a sag. And these same guys, and the other guy is what's his name? The barn down at the bottom there.
The bike barn in Reno.
The bike Reno, yeah, right. Reno. They're friends of Jimmy McCauchy, mm-hmm. and he got them on the help too. So they're out there every 30 minutes they start, and then about 30, 45 minutes later, the other one starts. So there's always somebody out on there in case there's a breakdown.
And there are breakdowns.
Oh, they are. Yeah, yeah. I'm surprised because some of these people keep their bicycles in great shape, but still, anything can happen. It's just like an automobile out there.
That's right. That's right.
But that's basically thing, and it's you can pre-register on the coldcountrychamber.com or acted.com if you want to do it the easy way. Go there. It's $15 and $30 on the early bird,
right.
I call it. And if you come in on that day, we try not to make a lot of money. We just want to make enough money to cover our costs. It's the thing there on the I blew a tire on this one. Well, we'll come back to it here. It's the $15 a person, single, $20 day of the ride. The family special, which was surprising to me that we get a lot of families. The husband and the kids are the husband and wife and the kids are the wife and the kids are a combination of different things. They'll bring, I know one family comes in from Quincy, Illinois, and it's the a wife with the sister and a couple of other close relatives we do in there. But if you advance ahead of time, it's $40. And that's for three or more. Mm-hmm. And on the day of the ride, it's 50. We have no problems with that.
Sure, sure.
But just give the credit where it deserves, because these guys do this work, and they're very welcome for us and helps us.
And of course, they all get a chance to have a sandwich afterwards. And
you saved the best for the last, Terry. Yeah. Come on now, you lead too quick. No, we have. My board of directors do not like me to do this because that's a lot of wasted money. But I'm going to tell you something.
No, it's not. It's an investment.
Well, it's an investment. It's a good way to put it. But they don't like seeing that going out the back door. Well, the thing is, we offer sandwiches and a drink. One sandwich, one drink to any rider who comes in, pays the fee, rides, comes back. It doesn't make a difference which one it is. They come up and they start and they say, oh, can I get any choice sandwich? Yes. And that's where the problem develops with the board of directors. And 85% of the people want that Italian roast beef. And they just go crazy. But then, and you know what? The best part about it, they come back and buy a second one.
Well, sure.
And that's what the best part about it. So we go through a lot of roast beef that day.
Oh, yeah.
That's good stuff. It's good because they remember that, because most places is only going to give you, and this is what a lot of the body, oh, man, I got a hamburger. It was dry. It was fixed last night, I think, or a hot dog or something like that. We got that. And then you got Smokies, too, don't forget.
Well, yeah.
They got a lot of them. They don't know what a Smokey is. You know what a Smokey is, Terry?
Sure.
Okay.
You know, it's like pork patties. A lot of people from around, if you're not from across the central part of the state, you have don't have a clue.
It's not a pork patty.
So
I didn't. That's what I thought it was. It's a bratwurst.
Well, there's a bratwurst, but I'm talking about pork patties that are like hamburgers.
Oh, yeah,
that
right.
You know, basically ground pork.
But and our hamburgers are not like that or anything. Yeah. We have what they call the Black Angus burgers.
Mm-hmm.
We tried them for the first year, and we got more. First time I ever got a compliment about a hamburger at Black Diamond Days. Yeah, remember how many times that happened? They say, hey, that hamburger was good. I want a second one. I don't know. You know, you never know.
That's why you tweak things from year to year just to find out what works and what doesn't work. So
Mickey tweaks everything. I drive Emily very, very bad. And she tells me every year when we start now, we're not going to do nothing different, are we, this year? I don't know, but we have really made a big move this year.
The great thing about the Fall Festival is it's always on a pleasant afternoon. It's free to get in. I mean, and there are just a ton of people, and a lot of local organizations have booths there that help them with fundraisers and stuff,
right,
too, Mickey. And I always thought that was kind of an impressive part of the Fall Festival.
In my ad, all ads I put, I have the words in here. I have to read this to make sure I get it right now. Churches, civic organizations, and craft vendors wishing to participate in the Cold Country Chamber of Commerce Fall Festival are more information, contact
That's right.
us.
That's right.
But the thing is, we offer, and every year we get two or three more people. Now, some of these people come in and they think they can just do anything they want. And so there's some limitations, but it's not that we're trying to forbid you. We don't want 10 people raffling off the same thing.
Remember, the decisions of the judges are final.
Who's the judge, Terry? That's who. That's
I'm sitting right across from him.
People don't know him. I always say it's the board of directors, and I take it
go.
To the board of directors if I think it's going to be a situation I can't handle myself. Or I run it by the board of directors if I can for the purpose of that there is not a problem.
Right.
We've had problems, but they've all been minor, and it's just typical way of doing
not
the festival.
Not problems, challenges.
Challenges, thank you. That's a better word. I have to write that one down, but I don't know how to spell it.
My friend, we are out of time.
But just don't forget, Turticol and the Fall Festival again on Saturday, September 26th.
2 days away or something?
92 days away.
Okay.
And the Turticol bike ride and the Fall Festival, you can go on and find out more about it.
And we'll hear more about it, too, on
upcoming
shows.
Oh, yeah, we'll be around doing a lot
more.
And
I'll have broadcasts from there, so, yeah.
Oh, yes, we enjoy that. My people are depending on that.
Mickey, we're out of time. Thanks so much for joining me this morning. Mickey Robinson from the Cold Country Chamber of Commerce and some of the upcoming events, and in particular the Fall Festival, which we always look forward to in September. That's it for the Wednesday Talk Show. For WSMI, I'm Terry Toth.